so fast in a hurry. And I think about my boys and how their fathers are learning to love. Their fathers are wanting to be with their children. You know, it takes time, it takes maturity, it takes growth, and it takes seeing an idol or what do you call it? It takes seeing a male do that. You know, a male, I don't know why I can't think of this doggone word, y'all. Basically, it needs to be reciprocated. I don't know why I can't think of this word. This word, I mean. They had to see another man stand up and do it. And so I absolutely am heartbroken that the NFL is not doing anything about these NFL players. They want to write letters to the families and to the reporters and all that type of stuff, but they don't want to sit down and come up with something to help these football players that's going through these concussions and they're dying. And then they don't talk about it amongst the team. The team is just supposed to get up and play for them and continue to mourn the loss time after time after time with no support system. Absolutely, it should not, it absolutely not. That should not be going on. And I know many of you are going to agree with me. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right. We need more male positivity. We need more male love. Every person needs a male in their life, whether it's a woman, a child, I mean, a woman, a man, a daughter, a son, grandpa, uncle. We need our men to be affectionate because some of us need to be taught that. My God. I hope you guys have seen it. I hope you guys take into account of what I said today. I just wanted to get up here and talk about it. I'm gonna bring next time I'm gonna start my podcast. I'm gonna have some other people join with me, probably my husband, to share his thoughts. So I'm gonna continue this the next time so that I can get a male's perspective and another female's perspective. I'll probably have my friends join me, my sisters and my sister and brother in Christ join me on my podcast. And I'll also probably go live on Instagram from my Instagram page at Monet Floetry. You can also follow me on my second Instagram page at I am Keisha Monet. You can also follow me on Facebook at Keisha Austin Jr. It's just like, my gosh, God is doing some things in the earth amongst our people, amongst our men as a a species as a whole. And I love seeing it that they can come together and talk about their feelings. 'Cause women always have that. Women can always go and talk to anybody. Men are not like that. Men do not always open up and communicate about their problems, about their issues, about the things that they've endured. You need someone to talk to. Always. When things like this happen, yes, we can always talk to God, but it's nice to hear someone who's going through the same issues that you're going through or knows what it or know what it feels like to feel to be in pain or and to experience trauma, to experience loved ones who have gone on, you know, who people who have lost their children or lost jobs. Do you know that you can grieve in multiple ways? You can grieve a loss of a job. You can grieve a loss of a relationship. It's so many ways to grieve. You can fall into depression at any moment. And it's okay to talk to a therapist. It's okay to talk to a counselor. It's okay to go seek help from your loved ones. Your husband, your wife, your man, your woman. You know, we need to do that for this generation that's coming up and the generations to follow. We need to have those type of things in place It's a cold world we live in, and people just don't care to have these type of conversations, but it needs to be spoken. It needs to be out there. It needs to be heard. A lot of things need to be said. A lot of things need to be felt. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things. We can't go back to the past and fix things. We can only move forward and make progress. We can ask the Lord for forgiveness. You can go back and apologize to people that you've hurt. Apologize to your children. That is another big thing that I keep seeing floating around also about apologizing. Should you apologize to your children? I don't know what you guys think, but I absolutely think and know you should apologize to your children. If you know you were in the wrong, or you just happened to spaz out and curse them out or whatever, hit them, stomped them, kicked them out and all that type of stuff because you were angry at what they did. Absolutely. I feel like we need to go back and apologize to them. You know what? I lost my temper. And I apologize for doing you like that. But at the same time, you need to understand where I'm coming from. You need to listen. You need to respect me. Because even under the same breath, in the same tone, or whatever, you still have to let them know why. I mean, in our community, we whooped our children. We whoop our children. I don't see nothing wrong with whooping your children. But when you go a little too far, I feel like there should be some things in order. There should be an apology in place for things of, you know, of that nature. Some people may not agree, and that's okay. But it's hard for me to apologize sometimes, but I do apologize to my children because this generation is completely different from the millennials and from the baby boomers and all of those generations. This current generation is nothing like what we were growing up. Nothing. They have to deal with an economic depression right now. Like, our economy is just in shambles. They can't go to school. They can't play sports. It's preposterous. It's crazy. It's ludicrous, y'all. They can't see their friends like they want to see them. Our children are going through, they are committing suicide. They're running away from home. They're not doing their schoolwork. And this is the time that we are supposed to embrace them. It's not easy for us as parents to figure it out. It's not easy for the children to figure it out. This is new for them. This is new for, first of all, this is new for us too. But this is new for this generation. We got kids who are not even going to be able to go to their high school prom, who might not be able to start their first year of college on campus. So we must embrace our youth. I'm all for the youth. I love the youth. When something happens to them, my heart is just, it's broken. And I want to always fix it. I always want to be able to say something to them. I want to be able to do something for them. I'm trying to come up with this program called Jump In to Save Our Children. It's a double dutch program, more like a double dutch event for the summertime. I'm trying to get that together now. But, you know, having like an old school event where they double dutch or whatever, and people come out, we just fellowship with one another, with the community, you know, and we talk about all the things that's going on with our youth. A lot of things, like I said before, need to be said. A lot of things need to be heard. We need to hear our youth. And we need to be there for this generation so that they may instill value, great values, good values into their children and their children's children after that, generations ahead. So I hope you guys give me some feedback on this. I hope you guys are able to You know what? I haven't even figured out a way how to even really communicate with people through Anchor. But you could always, like I said, go to one of my social medias. I am on Twitter as Keisha Austin. I am on IG as Monet Flowetry. And I am Keisha Monet and Facebook at Keisha Austin Jr. You can find me on all three social media platforms and also on Anchor. I'm also on Spotify. And so this podcast, I love this podcast because I'm able to talk about so many things that need to be said, that needs to be heard. And like I said, I'm going to try to get some people on that would like to join my my podcast and talk about these things. So I'm going to bring this up upon probably, if not tomorrow, the following day, so that you guys can hear other people's opinions and other people's thoughts about this subject, about this matter, about our men embracing one another, which is an amazing thing. And I love it. All right, y'all. Shimonay out. Thank you for tuning in to Voice Vibe Box. Have a great day.